what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Yo, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is what the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, Jesus is the Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, O Lord our God, O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again, and we shall be saved. Amen and amen. Oh, praise be to his holy name. The Bible tells us, blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. First and foremost, I must give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And oh yes, I thank God for you this morning. A few of you that are tuned in this morning, for the Bible clearly tells us that many are called, but a few are chosen. Many shall seek to enter thereinto, but only a few shall find this true hiding place, this true resting place, this true place where you rest in him. Oh, praise be to his holy name. The Bible clearly tells us also in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man, which is to hear God's word. Check it against the written word to make sure it is from God, and then you obey it. And oh yes, I beg you, do not delay. Run to the mercy seat of the Lord Jesus Christ before it's too late. Judgment is already on America. Time is running out. Oh, praise be to his holy name. As usual, if you have your Bibles, turn to Revelation chapter 21. Today the Lord, God Almighty, the Holy Spirit, oh yeah, we'll make an attempt once again to bring you out of the darkness of religion, asking you to rest in this great light of this great gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and him crucified. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1, and the Spirit of the Lord says, and I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adored for a husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. The holy city, New Jerusalem. Oh, hallelujah. We are told that the holy city, New Jerusalem, in that city there were 12 gates, and there were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You see, every time we exit or enter the city, these pearls will be a great testimony to the great suffering we caused the Father with our sins. And his great love, grace, and mercy covering them over. Oh, the only one that will enter and exit these gates will be the elect, Jesus Christ. And you are either in him by the faith in a baptism of death, or you're not. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 tells us, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3 tells us, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. You see, there's no in between. Jesus is the wedding garment. The Bible lets us know in Matthew's chapter 22, verses 11 through 13, and the Spirit of the Lord says, and when the king came in to see the guest, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servant, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus is the wedding garment, my friend. And we put him on as believers by daily giving him our bodies as living sacrifices for him to do the will of the Father through us by the faith. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 tells us, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Galatians chapter 3, verse 27 tells us, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Oh, yes, my friends, the road is narrow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, bless his holy name. Matthew's chapter 7, verse 14 tells us, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. I surrender all. It's not a suggestion. I surrender all is a commandment. That is what Lord means. Jesus purchased us with the price of his atoning blood. Acts chapter 20, verse 28, it tells us, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost had made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he had purchased with his own blood. And at the same time, he made a blood covenant with us. Covenant means what is yours is mine, and what is mine is yours. You see, Jesus, his death becomes our death by the faith to pay the price for our sins. And our life and body becomes his life and body, to live his life through, to give us his holiness and his righteousness. In that 50th chapter of Psalms, that fifth verse, the Holy Spirit tells us, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. You see, we don't have to surrender all. We have our free choice, our free will. You see, God, with all of his power, he doesn't fool with our free will. You can do what you want. He's not going to stop you. You know, we can go on our merry way after salvation, like the nine leopards that got healed. But it was only one that returned to Jesus. And Jesus said, where are the nine? But only that one was made whole. But what they didn't realize is Jesus was no longer their Lord. Luke chapter 17, verses 12 through 19 explains this to you. You see, this is the sad state of most Christians. They have accepted Jesus for salvation, but listening to them pimps in the pulpit, they have left off the other half of the covenant and gone on their merry way. They don't realize that Jesus is no longer their Lord, and they don't realize that they're blind and that the leprosy, their sin nature, has returned. And it is just covered over with their fig leaf of religion. Revelation chapter 3, verse 17, the Holy Spirit tells us, because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thine are wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. Naked of salvation. You see, after salvation, we owe Jesus our lives and our bodies so he can live through us daily by the faith to do the will of the Father in our lives. And then he gives us the credit for it in the end of our one. What a deal that is. And people turn it down. Bible tells us in Luke chapter 9, verses 23 and 24, and he said to them all, see that word the Holy Spirit would use? All mean everybody. All mean the whole wide world. All mean everyone. And he said to them all, Jesus said, if any man will come after me, if any man will come after salvation, let him deny himself. Take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life in this sin nature shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Romans chapter 5, verse 10 tells us, for if when we were enemies, we're reconciled to God by the death of his son, oh, hallelujah, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. 1 John chapter 2, verse 17 tells us, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever, eternal life. You see, we are to seek the kingdom first, not listen to them pimps in the pulpit that tell you to seek wealth and prosperity, which will kill you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 tells us, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And what does kingdom mean? It is the place where the King Jesus has dominion, the power and right to rule over our lives. The kingdom is in the believer where the resurrected Lord resides. In Luke chapter 17, verses 20 to 21, the Holy Spirit tells us, and when he was demanding of the Pharisees, and when the kingdom of God should come, Jesus answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here, or lo